From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Foreclosure activity is going up in major metropolitan areas that had once been relatively insulated from the problem. Danielle Carson reports that while the mortgage crisis started with subprime loans that went bad, a new problem seems to be emerging.
Realty Track's Rick Sharga sees two trends moving through the foreclosure crisis right now.
Cities that have been the hardest hit with foreclosures appear to be leveling off a little bit, but the problem is spreading into other markets that have not been foreclosure hotspots, due largely to economic displacement and unemployment.
Foreclosure filings in Boise, Idaho have jumped 23%, in Salt Lake City, 55%. Sharga says even though foreclosures seem to have peaked in some of the hardest hit markets, he says the housing sector won't stabilize until the job market improves. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
And Realty Track keeps an online marketplace and tracks foreclosure activity. New unemployment benefits claims are down for last week and slightly more than economists predicted. That provides a small ray of hope for people scouting signs of a job market recovery. The Labor Department says claims dropped by 11,000. Arizona plans to appeal the federal injunction blocking parts of the state's new immigration law from taking effect today. A lengthy battle lies ahead that will likely end up in the Supreme Court, but as NPR's Ted Robbins reports, less controversial provisions do become law today.
The major sections of the law, known as SB 1070, which are taking effect, include a requirement for local police to cooperate with federal immigration officials. That stops any so-called sanctuary cities, which may not want to turn over illegal immigrants. Parts of the law making it a crime to harbor or transport illegal immigrants are also taking effect. Opponents are set to demonstrate against SB 1070 in Phoenix and Tucson. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
Firefighters in California are getting some help from cooler temperatures and calmer winds as they try to contain a wildfire just south of north of Los Angeles and south of Bakersfield. But Kern County Fire Engineer Anthony Romero says the weather situation is unpredictable and the fire crews must keep their wits about them.
Winds have been pretty erratic out here, unstable. They're in heavy topography and heavy fuel.
The fire now covers nearly 1,500 acres. It has already burned more than two dozen homes, and another 1,500 remain under threat. Fire officials say they hope to have the blaze fully contained by tomorrow. Heavy monsoon rains in Pakistan that have killed more than 150 people and prompted mudslides are also hampering recovery efforts where an airliner crashed yesterday. Crews are having trouble recovering the remains of the 152 people on board the plane that went down in the hills near Islamabad. This is NPR News. Canadian energy giant Enbridge has pledged to step up efforts to clean the oil spill from one of its broken pipelines in southern Michigan. But as Dan Karpinchuk reports, the Canadian company is facing intense scrutiny as it works under the shadow of the BP disaster in the Gulf of Mexico.
Safety in the oil and gas industry has been in the spotlight since the BP disaster, and that's put far more pressure on Enbridge. The Calgary-based firm says it's committed to cleaning up anything and everything that the oil from the leak has touched. Enbridge has more than 200 people working on the spill. It's promising to double its workforce on the containment and cleanup. It's adding thousands of feet of absorbent booms on the water, and it's setting up a center to help ducks, geese, and other animals coated with oil. Officials estimate more than 1 million gallons of oil have now leaked into Michigan's Kalamazoo River, a major waterway. The Polaris Institute, an activist group based in Ottawa, says Enbridge has been responsible for more than 600 leaks between 1999 and 2008. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Closer to the Michigan oil spill, Battle Creek resident Mike Thomas says the smell of the oil fumes is disturbing. He also says he doesn't want Enbridge and politicians to spin the story. He says he just wants action.
I just hope it doesn't turn into a big political mess and, just get it cleaned up.
Federal officials now say more than 1 million gallons of oil may have spilled into the Kalamazoo River. Biologists and farmers across eight states are now racing to protect millions of migratory birds whose stopovers are fouled by oil from the Gulf spill. The government hopes to have 150,000 acres of man-made wetlands ready by the middle of August. The question is, how many birds will actually use them? I'm Paul Brown in Washington.